This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big night tonight at the Kaseya Center. Will Manso is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Will Manso, sports anchor, reporter, WPLG Local 10. And that television station does not need a stinking affiliate. They don't need to affiliate with anyone. They do a fine job without any programming from ABC. ABC hasn't had a good show since The Love Boat. But I digress, Crowder. I don't know if you read the news. I saw it all the way in jolly old England. Local 10, no longer the ABC affiliate. I think August, July, somewhere around there. Coming up soon. Anywho, but you will not see Will on FanDuel Sports Network Sun tonight either, because the game is only on TNT, as I've mentioned. But I'm sure he still has plenty of thoughts on Jimmy Butler's return. Hello, Will.
Hello, guys. What's going on? Yeah, looking forward driving through the rain right now to get to Jimmy's return.
If it wasn't such a big night tonight, I would talk all about the affiliation ending with ABC, because that stuff fascinates me. I'm kind of a poor man's Tom Jicka and Jim Sarney, but I don't have time tonight. It's too big a game, so I can't get into that with Will right now. What do you think the crowd reaction is going to be towards Jimmy tonight? I said this to Crowder and Solana yesterday. You know, the text line at a sports radio station and Twitter is not real life. I've seen this proven time and time again. So, you know, the text line and Twitter would tell you that it's going to be, you know, public enemy number one. What do you think the reaction is going to be?
I think along the same line you do. Like, the real world is not social media, is not, you know, the web and what you see on calls and things, because those are the passionate people that are just extreme. And I get it. It's the passion of the sports fan. The general sports fan still has their Jimmy Butler jersey and still appreciates what he did and can still separate, you know, the ugliness of the end from the fun of the ride of 5.5 years. So to answer your question, I think you're going to have some boos. Absolutely. I think you're going to have a lot of cheers. And I think for the most part, it's going to be a positive reception, because I think most people know that despite all the flaws that Jimmy has, despite all the stuff that's come out since and that came out during, it was a successful 5.5 year run. Great memories, two finals appearances, and I don't think anything tonight or any kind of reception is going to take that away.
But we heard of the LeBron, you know, ignoring Pat when he went to Vegas to talk to him and LeBron was watching a soccer game, or him and Shaq arguing and all that. Well, I don't know if we didn't see it, but I saw Jimmy Butler stand in the corner and not play basketball for us. Like, I don't know if it's visual, if it's too soon. This, we're talking about 2 months ago. We're not talking about in the off season. Like, does the timing have more? Because I'll be honest, the timing has more for me. I said I can't. If I was at the game tonight, I wouldn't cheer for Jimmy.
And I think I can see the fan that won't. I can understand why. And I think a lot of the things you just touched on, the timing of it, it's fresh in your mind. And by the way, since the Jimmy trade, the Heat have been awful. So that doesn't help either, because then you think of like, hey, they went into this season with the excitement of one more run with Jimmy, and pretty much he was never Jimmy. And he basically quit on them. And I don't care what he says, and I know he says he hasn't and he didn't and he was just doing his job and his role, but Jimmy pouted and quitted and cried his way to get out of here, and he got out of here. And nothing that in any situation that Jimmy's had on any NBA team has ended well. Jimmy said yesterday when he spoke to the media, like, I think it's 50-50, it's not all me. You're right, Jimmy, it's not all you, but when the situation is the same in every stop you have, it kind of is all you. You know, at some point it is. You got to look in the mirror and know that it is probably a lot you. So I think the that are going to look at that part, Channing, I think are going to be like you. They're not going to cheer. They may boo, or they just may sit there and say, I don't want to cheer on a guy who basically I feel quit on my team.
What about the actual Heat roster, Will? Because I know obviously they're not going to be out there booing Jimmy when he's introduced, but now we have a game to play. And, Tyler Hero has downplayed the return. He said they're just focused on winning. Eric Spoelstra, after the win the other night, said, I just want to enjoy this one. And he said he has a lot of great memories with Jimmy. But Jimmy Butler sounded indifferent about the return, pretty much put on the I don't care act. How do you think this game is going to play out? Will there be some chippiness from a Haywood Highsmith, from a Bam Adebayo? Do you expect there to be, an uptick in physicality when Jimmy Butler's driving to the rim?
I don't think it'll be any different than any other game. And I don't think the Heat players' feelings of not being interested in this or not caring are fake. I think they really don't care. I think they've moved on from Jimmy. I think they're professionals that can separate the storyline and what happened, and that they've got to play a basketball game. And I think Jimmy falls into that category too. I think the only reason that it might impact Jimmy more, even despite him saying that it won't, is because the crowd will be involved, and Jimmy plays off the crowd and he'll hear it. And, there'll be emotion there. I'm not saying in a soft, way, like Jimmy's going to break down and cry. I mean, in an emotional, like, hey, these guys are against me now after they were for me, or there's some cheers there. But I think from a player perspective, like Tyler said this morning, he was asked point blank, like, are you interested in the reception of the crowd? And he said, I'm not interested. And I believe him. I don't think they really care. They'll welcome Jimmy. There'll be some dabs, some high fives. Spo will probably hug him after the game. And then life goes on, because they have already moved on. And to Jimmy's credit, he's moved on too.
And, well, but in the league, I guess schematically, like, hell, does Steve Kerr care about Jimmy going back, like when LeBron came back the first time and all that? Do they try to make them the focal point? Will Jimmy get more touches tonight because he's in this situation, or are they just playing the Miami Heat? Like, Steve Kerr can't care about Jimmy's emotion. To your point, the emotional thing and all that, Steve Kerr's not worried about that. We're going to run the best offense we can. Or does he try to get Jimmy going a little more because he knows the emotional situation?
Let's put it this way. I don't think they're going to structure a different offense, Channing, but to your point, let's just say, right, it's 102-102 with 6 seconds left, Warriors ball. I wouldn't shock me if Steve Kerr bypasses Steph Curry and says, Jimmy, you instigate things and see if you can get a game-winning shot. Like, that, in that situation, I think the moment might actually be something a coach gets involved in, to give it to Jimmy. And look, Jimmy's a star player too, so it's not like you're putting it on the fifth best option's hands. But no, I don't think the structure of the game. I think, does Jimmy come out more aggressive tonight? Does he try to get his teammates involved? That's sort of Jimmy's game when he's at his best anyways, right? Like, we never saw it this year because Jimmy wasn't that player this year, not in a Heat uniform. But in a Warriors uniform, you've seen the play, or you saw with the Heat for 5.5 years. When he needs to facilitate, he does. When he needs to attack, he does. When he needs to, shoot, he does. Whatever, get to the free throw line. I think that's the Jimmy you'll see tonight. I don't expect a huge difference, as far as game planning for the start.
Oh, I hope you are right. I hope it's tied with 6 seconds left and Kerr gives it to Butler, because I've seen that play out a dozen times. He's going to dribble around outside the three-point arc and launch some low-percentage shot, and we're going to overtime, folks. I've seen that way too many times with the Heat.
You're not lying.
I hope Kerr does that. there is, you talk about Jimmy and the way that he leaves teams. There's also this weird pattern that every great Heat player seems to leave feeling, it's a lack of a better term, disrespected by the Heat, right? Yeah. Shaq left, felt disrespected. The Heat certainly felt disrespected back. Dwayne Wade certainly felt disrespected when he left. LeBron inexplicably did as well. And we know Jimmy did. What is it with the big stars when their tenure runs out with the Heat?
I will tell you this, and it's a great question because I've had this discussion many times with people with the Heat, with people outside the Heat, and just in general. Endings are hard. Endings suck because normally endings means a player has surpassed his excellence, right, or what he was, or there's an internal issue within with that player. And every situation you just indicated has been a little bit of both, right? And I think that's the hardest thing. Like, you love to see, that's why the Kobe's and the Dirk Nowitzki's and these guys that you hear that play their entire careers is so rare for a star player to start and finish with one organization, because there's going to be a moment where the egos get involved. And by the way, that's to the player, as we just referenced with Jimmy, but it's also to the organization. But sometimes the organization and the Heat are certainly one of them as well, that they want to put the organization ahead of just a player, no matter how that great that player has been, and it leads to ugliness. So I don't think it's singular to the Heat. I think it's just very hard to end. It's very hard to finish a career where everybody's happy, everybody's on top, there's smiles galore. Luckily, Dwayne came back and we felt good about it, but even like you referenced with Dwayne, it was ugly for a couple of years.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, and is that, should we take pride in that? That we have a Pat Riley that will recognize it? The only other thing I can think about is the Patriots. Who will cut a player when they see the downhill turn, and you might not like it, but they're doing the best for the organization. Should we be upset with Riley or praise Riley that every player that leaves is upset with him?
I think every situation is different. I think the Dwayne one, you can absolutely be critical of Riley and the organization. They should have figured that out. They should have prioritized Dwayne, and Pat has admitted as much when they look back on it. I mean, they should have prioritized Dwayne, and that should have never happened. Now, it did, and it worked out in the end, but I think every situation is different. I think in Jimmy's case, it was a business decision based on, you know, they didn't want to sign him long-term. They thought they could get the best out of him for one more ride. They certainly weren't happy with some of the things internally going on. Jimmy obviously wasn't happy with things as well. So I think every situation is different. To your point, yeah, I think it's good that a front office can recognize that, but that doesn't mean the front office is perfect. Again, every case is different. And in most of those cases, I'll side with the Heat. Obviously, in Dwayne's case, I think it certainly could have been better, and it should have been better.
Got an upset for the Heat tonight? Got the Heat tonight?
Well, it wouldn't be an upset because I think the Heat are going to win.
It wouldn't be an upset because they're 5.5-point dogs. So it would definitely be an upset.
I had no idea. No, look, I don't.
I don't know if you've watched lately, more. Will, but Golden State's a better NBA team than the Miami Heat is right
they
now.
Are,
I hate to say it.
They're probably on paper pretty damn better. Yeah, they're better. No, but I we'll see a Steph playing. I haven't read the latest on Steph. I'm on my way to the arena now through a monsoon. So hopefully, do we see Steph tonight? But I do think you'll get the best out of the Heat. Look, they've shown some signs of playing better, and it was nice to get a win. You get that monkey off your back. Jeez, the feeling of 10 losses in a row. I think there'll be a great energy in the crowd. I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be a close game down the stretch, and maybe we'll get our wish, Jimmy with the ball in his hands trying to win it for Golden State.
That would be so great. Oh, and let me tell you something. If that situation happens and he drives and gets fouled and goes to the line, what we've been screaming for him to do for 5 bleeping years, I'll never watch a Golden State game as long as I live. Anyway,
yeah,
Will Manzo.
He may be trolling us, yeah.
Local 10. We'll see you, Will. We appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. Anytime. We'll talk soon.
Man, I've seen Jimmy Butler end that game in that fashion. It feels like 100 times. It's probably been 3 times, but it feels like 100 times dribbling the ball out and then just launching a low percentage 3. And you're always like, why don't you just drive to the basket? You're going to get fouled. All you want to do is get to the line. If he does that tonight, I will throw a brick through my television. I will throw a brick through the TV.
I've heard you today. I don't know if you're cheering for the Heat or Jimmy Butler tonight. I'm worried about your alliance right now.
I just told you, I don't want to see him win the game by driving to the basket. I want to see him launch a low percentage 3 that doesn't go in. What are you misconstruing there?
When he dunks in the second quarter, I think you might jump up off your couch.
You bet the over.
Where did you get that from? I bet the Tyler Hero over. You bet the Jimmy Butler over. What are you misconstruing?
Y'all are arguing about Jimmy. You were just on Jimmy's side. I thought we were all going to not be on Jimmy's side. Y'all are on Jimmy's side.
You are literally the only person on this show that bet Jimmy Butler's over.
Because my money runs different. I think he's going to go crazy because he wants to prove a point.
I don't know what runs different. I don't know what runs right on you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Just y'all arguing too much about Jimmy. The hell with Jimmy. The hell with Jimmy. That's my point.
So let me get this straight. The guy you think has no offensive abilities is going over 21.5 points, and you're putting the mortgage on it.
Yeah. Because I don't think Steph's going to play, and then he's going to want to go crazy. Okay. But this is money talk.
Well, what the hell are we talking about?
I don't know.
Confused. All right, we got to take a break. We'll take a break and we'll come on back.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.